ジャパニーズポッド101です。
おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here, beginner lesson number 170. Concert ticket. 夏子さん。
Yes.
どうですか？今のところ本当に昇級ですか？
ちょっと違う気がしますね。
Yeah, I feel the same way. I don't really think this is a beginner lesson, which is why this will be the final beginner lesson for this series.
Wow.
That's it.
Completed?
Completed. Now, I want to let you know that beginner lesson number 1 through 170 will take you in a linear way,、
mm-hmm.
all the way from absolute beginner to what we have in our hands today, which is, I'd say, upper intermediate.
Right, exactly.
So this here is a standalone course that you or you want to recommend to your friends can start and just work your way through. And by the time you're done,using the Learning Center, using the PDFs, using all that supplemental material will be at JapanesePod101.com.
Yeah.
中級 student.
Mm-hmm. Isn't it, you know, I feel kind of moved about this level, you know, where we came from, where we came all the way from, you know, the start.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
I mean, Kazunori Alpha Male. I mean, yeah, we had, and the characters along the way.
Yeah.
It has been a great, great experience.、
Mm-hmm.
And once again, made possible by everybody out there.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Yeah, it's kind of sad to see the beginner lessons go.
But I feel honored.
Yeah, I feel honored. And, well, to kind of cap everything off, one of our incredible listeners made Natsuko-san.
Oh, the movie, the animation.
JapanesePod101.com, the movie.
Yes.
I must say, he could write for us.
Yeah, right.
He could easily write for us. I mean, we're having it currently voiced over. And when it's done, this is a work of art.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice.
I was moved.
Mm-hmm.
And...Natsuko-san, he really knew the characters.
Yeah, that was amazing.
It was incredible. Like,、uh-huh. the personalities.
Yeah.
I thought he hit you perfect. I mean, he nailed you. That was it.
Really?
For everybody out there who's made it this far, who's been with us since the start, I don't think there's... I mean, this movie says it all.
Yeah, For right.
For those of you who are new to JapanesePod101.com, if you want to know what it's all about, check out this movie. Oh...Natsuko-san, in the US, we have the thumbs up, thumbs down.、
Mm-hmm.
What do you give this movie?
Of course, thumbs up.
Two thumbs up.
Right.
Now, again, we'll be putting this out on the website,、and we'll probably be doing a special show about this, but this was just incredible year and a half.
Fabulous.
Now, with that said, are you ready for today's lesson?
I feel pretty sad.
All right. So you're ready to go.
Okay.
Here we go.
すまないが、会議の資料を会議室に置いておいてくれ。
了解しました。会議室に人数分置いてきました。
なんだ？
部長はモーニング娘。のファンなのですか？机の携帯の着信音がラブマシーンだったもので。
そうなんだよ。孫の影響でね。最初はバカにしてたんだが、今はファンなんだ。でも、コンサートのチケットがどうしても取れなくてね。
モームスのチケットなら取れるかもしれませんよ。友達がレコード会社で働いてるので。
本当か、桐原くん。場合によっては、来月の人事会議で君のことを係長に推薦してもいいんだが。
予約を頼んどきます。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。
すまないが、会議の資料を会議室に置いておいてくれ。
了解しました。会議室に人数分置いておきました。
なんだ？
部長はモーニング娘。のファンなのですか？机の携帯の着信音がラブマシーンだったもので。
そうなんだよ。孫の影響でね。最初はバカにしてたんだが、今はファンなんだ。でもコンサートのチケットがどうしても取れなくてね。
モームスのチケットなら取れるかもしれませんよ。友達がレコード会社で働いているので。
本当か、桐原くん。場合によっては来月の人事会議で君のことを係長に推薦してもいいんだが。
予約を頼んでおきます。
次は英語が入ります。
すまないが、会議の資料を会議室に置いておいてくれ。
Sorry to trouble you, but could you bring the documents for the meeting to the meeting room?
了解しました。
Yes, sir.
会議室に人数分置いてきました。
I put enough documents for all the attendees. Say...
なんだ？
What is it?
部長はモーニング娘。のファンなのですか？机の携帯の着信音がラブマシーンだったもので。
Are you a fan of Morning Musume? Your cell phone ringtone is the song Love Machine by Morning Musume.
そうなんだよ。孫の影響でね。最初はバカにしてたんだが、今はファンなんだ。でも、コンサートのチケットがどうしても取れなくてね。
Actually, I am. Thanks to my grandchildren. At first I made fun of them, but...Now I'm a fan, but I can't get tickets to their concert no matter how hard I try.
モームスのチケットなら取れるかもしれませんよ。友達がレコード会社で働いてるので。
Well, I might be able to get tickets for you. A friend of mine works at their label.
本当か、桐原くん。場合によっては来月の人事会議で君のことを係長に推薦してもいいんだが。
Really? 桐原、at the next personnel meeting,I could recommend that you be promoted to division chief.
予約を頼んどきます。
I'll reserve those tickets right away.
夏子さん、どう思いましたか？
この部長もいいのかな？こんなことしてて。
Yeah, I wonder if it's okay for this manager to do this. Well, first things first.
Okay.
いそうですね。There seems like there would be a manager like this.
I'm sure there is.
I'm
pretty sure there is.
Yeah, we know. Actually, we probably know a few who are definitely like this.
Mm-hmm.
So with today, we have so much to cover. We're just going to jump right into the vocab. Natsuko, what do we have first?
会議
Meeting. Conference.
会議会議
Sample sentence, please.
会議室は6階です。
The conference room is on the sixth floor. Followed by
資料
Material, data, documents.
資料、資料
Sample sentence?
明日の会議の資料を作成する。
I'll put together documents for the meeting tomorrow. Next we have
着信音
Ringtone
着信音着信音。
Do you know, Natsuko-san, there are quite a few listeners out there who have asked, personally, wrote us emails for your 着信?
電話ですよ。ピーター、電話ですよ。
That would be great.
Really?
Personalized name with 電話ですよ。ピーター、電話ですよ。
Right.
Does anybody else want one of these 着信s? Sorry, 着信音?
Yeah, maybe we can try to sell them.
There we go. Natsuko, new business model.
Let's make a profit out of this. No.
Yes, we've come a long way through 170 lessons.
To build a new business model. Wow.
Oh boy. 着信音. Break it down.
着信音. 着信音.
Literally, we have first.
着.
Arrive.
信.
Signal.
音.
Sound.
Hmm.
Ringtone. Next, we have.
孫.
Grandchild.
孫.
Now, Natsuko-san, with yes. family names, I'm usually okay, but I have so much trouble with niece and nephew.
Oh, yes.
Niece is mei.
Yes.
Mei-i?
Mei.
Mei. Mm-hmm. So you hold it, right?
Yes.
What's nephew?
Oi.
Oi. Oi, right? Oi.
Yes. Oi.
Excellent. Got it. Oi. Then we have?
Suisen.
Recommendation.
Suisen.
All right, now on to today's grammar point, which is quite tricky. Now, we're going to introduce a grammar point here and then walk you through where the grammar point is used in the conversation. Only because this grammar point actually took me quite a while to pick up.
Yeah, maybe. It's a bit tricky.
So first, let's talk about the grammar point. What are we talking about today?
置く.
The way we used it today was as an auxiliary verb.
Yes.
So it follows
て form
of a verb. And when it's used like this, it implies that an action is performed such that its results will remain unchanged, usually in preparation for some other future event.
I see.
Now, two things about this grammar point. One, thank you, Kishimoto-san, for writing it up, because it's never this smooth. Two, this notion that it's done for something else is usually prevalent. And I think it's crucial for you to understand this so that you can actually understand how it's used.
Mm-hmm.
So the difference between just doing something and using teoku is it's done for a purpose or a point.
Yeah, it sounds like a preparation for something.
Yeah.
Expecting another thing will come up.
Exactly. And one of the best things that I could think of is proposing. So, see, have you ever proposed? I've proposed. So for guys, we go through these plans. 指輪 をここに入れておきます. I'll put the ring in here. I'll set up this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is done in preparation. So the difference between 指輪 をここに入れる. Mm-hmm. I'll put the ring in here and 指輪 をここに入れておきます is I'm putting in here for a reason. So I'm going to ask my girlfriend to marry me later. So I'm going to hide or put this ring in here with the point that she's going to find it later.
I see. Yeah. Perfect example. なるほどね.
So it's very easy, I think, for guys and females out there who have also proposed
yeah.
to understand this point that you're doing something in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So, Natsuko-san, what do you think?
Interesting.
Alrighty then. Natsuko-san, why are you laughing?
Well, it's a perfect example, but I think, you know, you don't have to be that over dramatic. Like, you know, you sound like a Shakespeare Takahashi.
Well, Natsuko-san, I think half of our listeners are definitely in agreement with you there. All right, why don't you give us an example?
Well, how about, you know, preparing meal, and you buy the ingredients in advance, like jagaimo wo katte oku.
Buy potatoes.
Mm-hmm. Or 冷凍庫 から肉を出しておく.
Take out the meat from the freezer.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with Natsuko's two examples, just give them one more time.
じゃがいもを買っておく.
Buy potatoes. And?
肉を出しておく.
Take out the meat. Again, they're done with this intention that later on the potatoes will be used in a meal. Later on, the meat will be cooked. And we're defrosting it so that we can eat it later.
Mm-hmm.
So this is done with a purpose.
Yeah.
And that's the main difference. So while the translation between jagaimo wo kao and jagaimo wo katte oku, we would translate them both as to buy potatoes. Mm-hmm. In the latter, the nuance is to buy potatoes, which at a later date I'll use for cooking.
Yeah, right.
Or for tonight's curry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like in advance.
I like that, in advance.
Mm-hmm. Getting prepared for something.
Te oku is to do something in advance or in preparation of something. Excellent. Whew! Grammar gurus must be happy out there. Now, we're going to do today, to cut back on time, we're going to go over the points where this grammar point came up in the conversation. Start with the first line.
すまないが、会議の資料を会議室に置いておいてくれ。
Sorry to ask you this, but could you bring the documents for the meeting to the meeting room? We start out with?
すまないが。
And this is short for?
すみませんが。
This is usually a male way of speaking.
Yes.
すまない。
And it's also a casual language.
Yeah. As this is a conversation in the office, we can tell right away the person speaking now is of higher rank than mm-hmm. the person being spoken to.
Exactly.
Right from that.
Yeah.
Right off the bat. Then we have?
会議.
Conference?
の.
Conferences. Here it's possessive.
資料.
Documents. So, conferences, documents.
を.
Object marker. These documents, something's going to be done to them.
会議室.
Conference room.
に.
In. Marking where.
置いておいてくれ.
Put them there in preparation of the meeting today for me. is.
置いておいてくれ.
Is what this translates to. Now let's just get in here and take this apart. First we have the verb
置く,
which means to place.
Yes.
Here we're going to follow this with place something in preparation.
Yes.
So the first verb has nothing to do with the grammar point we're talking about today. Please don't make that mistake.
Right. It's a bit confusing.
Yes. It's all it is means to place.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're going to place the documents there in preparation of a meeting. So yes. We're going to do some action in preparation.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to need the auxiliary verb.
置く.
So here we have 置く to place followed by 置く to do something in preparation.
Yes.
Now we're going to need the te form of the first one. So it's going to be
置いて.
Followed by
置く.
Which means to place in preparation of.
置いて置く.
Now, the boss is asking the subordinate to do something for him. Yes. So he's going to use
触れる.
Mm-hmm. Or actually... The very informal way of asking someone to do something. Actually, telling someone to do something.
Right.
And that's how we form this. To place them in preparation for me.
置いておいてくれ.
Yes. This is followed by?
了解しました.
Understood. Next we have?
会議室に人数分置いておきました.
I put enough documents there for all the attendants. Okay, first we have?
会議室.
Conference room.
に.
In.
人数分.
人数 is number of people.
Yes.
分 is the amount.
Mm-hmm.
So enough for the amount of people coming.
Yes. 置いておきました.
Placed in preparation. So probably envision it this way. They're either placed in front of the seats where the attendants will be sitting,
mm-hmm.
or they're placed at a table neatly ordered with instructions how to take them.
Yeah.
And that's what this is. It's done in the preparation of the meeting for later today.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, we have
予約を頼んでおきます.
I'll ask him to reserve those tickets right away. Can you explain the 頼んでおきます here?
Oh, yes. Of course, 頼む is to ask. And 頼んでおく, you ask someone to prepare for the coming event. And the point here is that he hasn't asked yet, but he's going to right now. That's because it's not the past form.
Got it.
And I think we've already covered this, but there's only past and non-past in Japanese.
And, yes.
Yeah, and in this case, you know, it's non-past. 頼んでおきます. It's not 頼んでおきました. So that's why we can also use this for something done in the future.
Yeah. And I think it also has to do with the fact that even if he did, he still has to wait for his friends to get the ticket.
Oh, yes.
He still has to wait for his friend to get the ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just role play a little further. If he goes home tonight and asks his friend,
yes,
and comes back to work tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
he would say to the boss,
頼んでおきました.
Like, I've asked.
Yes.
But we're still waiting
mm-hmm.
to see if he did it or not.
Yeah. So maybe it's not 頼みました.
Yeah.
It's a simple past. Well, you can use it, but 頼んでおきました sounds more like, you know, he's waiting for the answer.
Yeah, and with the purpose. He mm-hmm. hasn't forgotten that purpose.
Yes.
All right. Now, one quick question. I used to say all the time, was I making a mistake? Now, I used to use the auxiliary verb, oku, quite a bit when I saw a friend, and let's call her Miho.
Okay.
And Miho and I, we shared another friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of kept in touch with that friend through Miho.
Okay.
So whenever I talked to Miho, I said, let's say the other person, John.
Mm-hmm.
John ni yoroshiku te tsutaete oite.
Oh, yes.
Like, say hi to John.
Yeah.
When you see him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yoroshiku te tsutaete oite. Yeah, that's pretty nice.
Yeah?
Yeah. So ne.
So this is like one pattern that I kind of use exclusively with the tsutaete oite.
Yeah, tsutaete oite. Or maybe itte oite.
Yeah.
Yoroshiku itte oite.
So, say hi to him.
Yes.
All right. Wow. Turned into a long lesson. But yeah, this is, as we said, this is, they stopped being beginners a while. But this particular grammar point is definitely one of the trickier ones out there.
Right.
And if you can use this, if you can show the person you're speaking to that you can use this, your Japanese is very, very good.
Fluent. Yes.
All right. That is going to do it for today. Natsuko-san. Beginner lessons.
Final.
Sayonara.
Sami-shii na. But I'm sure new series will start.
Oh, we have a few already coming.
Okay.
And actually, survival phrases will be back.
Oh, yes. I've heard that.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what it's going to be about?
I don't know the details.
You're going to have to tune in to find out, but trust me, this is going to be quite interesting. We're going to have fun with this series.
Okay.
Thank you again for everyone, for all your support, for all the emails, comments, posting about us, sharing your thoughts, everything you've done for us. You've really built JapanesePod101.com into what it is.
Yes. 今までどうもありがとうございました。次は中級レッスンで会いましょう。
Natsuko-san, you're not going anywhere. You'll be around all the levels.
Yes. But especially intermediate lessons, I'm hosting those lessons.
And those are some very good lessons.
And I think all of you listening to this are well prepared for intermediate lessons.
Definitely. All right, that's going to do it for today.
それじゃあ、寂しいけど、さようなら。
さようなら。